A Russian passenger plane filled with children collided with a cargo plane over southern Germany. It erupted into a fireball and scattered flaming wreckage for about 20 miles. Authorities believe there were no survivors. Both planes reportedly were flying at about 36,000 feet when the crash occurred, shortly before midnight in Germany. Elisa Roth is a reporter in Berlin. What happened?
Well, authorities are still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but it appears that the Russian plane, which was en route from Moscow to Barcelona, it had just made a stop in Munich, and this DHL cargo plane flying from Bahrain to Brussels via Bergamo in northern Italy hit each other. The early reports suggest that it took three times before the Russian pilot dropped his altitude. The cargo pilot apparently got an electronic warning from his plane to drop altitude, and had he not dropped altitude, they would not have hit.
Who was aboard the planes?
The numbers are still unclear. Anywhere from 71 to 96 people are believed to have died in the crash. On the Russian plane, it was a group of school kids on their way to Barcelona. There were a couple of adult chaperones and about 12 crew members. On the DHL cargo plane, there was only a British pilot and his Canadian co-pilot.
Now, the wreckage from the planes reportedly ignited a number of fires. Was anyone hurt on the ground?
So far, there have been no reports of injuries on the ground. It's a fairly rural area where the planes landed. They're actually looking in the lake that divides Germany from Switzerland for wreckage. They think that's where the cargo plane went down, and all the fires appear to have been put out.
How's the recovery operation going?
It's going relatively well. They've collected bodies, they're saying. They're using divers and heat sensor goggles, dogs, helicopters to try and find both pieces of the planes and bodies of the victims. They have found the black box from the Russian jet, and German authorities are listening to it now to see if they can figure out what happened.
Have they brought anyone in from Russia to help with the operation?
Not as far as I know.
It's very unusual for large planes to crash at high cruising altitudes. Any information about the investigation?
Again, this is all still unclear. They were in control of the Swiss air traffic controllers, and it's not clear how they ended up in the same space, or they were both apparently diving to get out of each other's way, but it's not clear how they ended up in the same spot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Elisa Roth is a freelance reporter in Berlin.